Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Creative Caravan Roadshow. This is Suzanne Lawrence, and my partner, Wendy Dewar Hughes, is in here somewhere. Hi, Wendy, you back there?
I'm in here somewhere. Hi, Suzanne.
Yes. Hi. We are both going to be talking today with a fellow romance author. Her name is Valerie Comer, and she's written what's called the Farm Fresh Romance Series, and today we're going to be talking about that series and specifically the third book in the series, which is out right now, called Sweetened with Honey. So welcome, Valerie. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's really good to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, now where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from British Columbia, Canada. My husband and I have a small 40-acre farm in the Kootenai region, and we just love living here, and that's where I'm calling from.
Well, that's
okay,
not far
so
from where I am. I'm in the Fraser Valley of British Columbia.
So I can wave at you across the province.
Across the mountains, yeah.
Wow, small world. Well, I'm in Tennessee right now, so I can't see either one of you. But anyway, it's plenty cold here. I can't believe it's below freezing here today, so that's cold enough for me. But anyway, I kind of know where both of you are. British Columbia is a beautiful place. I've been there before and just love it. It's really nice. So, Valerie, today before we get started talking about the book specifically, tell us a little bit about your background and how you got started writing.
Like many writers, I always enjoyed writing. From, you know, being a child in English class, and I was an avid reader, it didn't occur to me for many years that normal people wrote books. And I mean, now that I'm a writer, I know that that's not even true either. We're far from normal. But, that people who were the authorly types didn't have that, you know, stamped on their forehead or something. That it really was, you know, could be anybody, could be the person next door, and you'd never know. So it was kind of a sneaky thought. But I took some courses in writing, and I would take out, you know, from the library the books on how to write, read through them, but I didn't know how to start. I had no idea really what it entailed from beginning to end. I couldn't wrap my fist around that and find a way to tell the stories that I had burning in me. In 2002, I landed a job in a small town flooring shop, and it became apparent very quickly that I was going to need to find something to do with my time, or I was going to go stark raving mad. And my bosses are awesome, awesome guys, and they knew that there was only so much dusting as well could do, and frankly, I could have done a bit more. But they were happy to give me a back corner of the space and, you know, let me set up a computer. They even got the internet, knowing what I was using it for. And, you know, would say to me every once in a while, "You're still writing books back there? Like, how come you don't have anything published yet?" I'd go, "Well, your customers keep interrupting my life." So we had a really great, really great rapport. And I just felt no pressure for many years as I just started to learn how to write stories. Just knew that, you know, at some point the fingers had to hit the keyboard. And even though it wasn't going to be perfect, in fact, very far from it, the only way really to get better was to do it, to start. So, that was in 2002, and my first book came out in 2012. And now that my job and I have parted ways 2 years ago, I have 6 titles out and many more to come.
Wow, but that sounds like that job with Fade, it lets you become a writer, whereas if you'd had a job where you had a lot of stuff to do, you wouldn't have that time to write and learn how to write. So that's great.
True, and I wouldn't have done it. It was a dream, but not one that I don't know, was willing or able or had figured out how to take time from my ordinary life to do it. And we're on the farm. We're busy. We have a big garden in the summer. There's always lots going on. So my evenings and weekends were, at that time, and still are, very full. And just learning to wedge out that time, yeah, the job really helped with that. I don't know that I'd advise it for everybody else, but it sure worked for me.
Yeah, well, that sounds great. How wonderful. So then you start writing and you came up with this first book, you said, in 2012. Was that the first book in this Farm Fresh series?
No, it wasn't. The very first thing that I had released was a novella in Rainbow's End, and that was put out by Barber Publishing in May 2012. By the time that came out, I had written the first Farm Fresh book, and my agent was shopping it, and we had some good nibbles on it and some very nice rejections on it, but they were rejections nonetheless. And in the spring of 2013, my agent and I parted ways, and I contracted with a small publishing house, a new publishing house, to put out the first two books in the Farm Fresh series. Then a year later, they closed to fiction, and I regained my rights, and I republished them last July, July 2014. And having put my hand to the indie plow, I haven't looked back. I'm very, very thankful for the opportunity to pray about things and then to do what I think God wants me to do with this series instead of having to run it past a board or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
really,
that sounds great.
I have a question too, because I come from a farm background myself, and I live in a farming community. I know what farm life can be like, and I'm curious what your typical writing day is like now, and in particular, how long does it take you to write a book? How do you fit that in around being a farmer?
In the summer, it's a little tricky. Right now, there's not a whole lot to do outside, covered with a foot and a half of snow out there, which is kind of a relief sometimes, frankly. I have my life blocked out. We'll see how this really works, but so far so good. In 4-month increments. So my theory is that because I no longer have an outside job, I no longer have children living at home, my husband works long hours, I can write a first draft of a novel every 4 months. It doesn't actually take that many hours, especially now that I'm in the middle of the series, because I already know the characters and I know where the series is going. I have the setting and the characters in place. I think it'll be a little trickier when I switch to a new series. But for now, that's working for me. And then during that 4 months, I can also edit the previous first draft, and I can edit and publish the one that came, is it that one that came before, and I can begin planning for the one that comes after. So that's kind of my theory at the moment, and I have kind of managed that over the last 8 months, which means that I should be right now in the middle of, or having started, writing the fifth Farm Fresh romance, because the fourth one is now in edit and should be released by mid-March.
So what does your typical day look like?
Pardon me?
What does your typical day look like? Do you have a set writing time during the day, or do you write best in the morning or the evening, or how do you work that out?
I do write best in the morning. That was part of what came out of the working at the flooring shop as well, is that at 9 o'clock I would go in, I would turn on my computer, and unless there was something else that required my attention first thing, that's just when I started. And it's a good time for me. My brain is at its best in mid to late morning like that. And I find that if I get a good start first thing in the day before I get too sidetracked with, you know, real life, it's easier to come back later in the day and add more words. But if I wait until afternoon to start, it's much harder for me to really get in the groove. So mornings are best for me. And when my husband is home, there's a bit less writing time and more hanging out and visiting the grandkids or working outside time. And when he's away working out of town, then I pretty much just lock myself in my office and buckle down.
Wow. Well, let's back up a little bit and tell people, what's the Farm Fresh romance series about? What's the premise and the main characters and that kind of thing?
The Farm Fresh romance series began with three young women who were college friends and who decided that, being as Mr. Wright had not shown up on their doorstep, they were going to buy a farm together and they were going to prove to the world that they could grow their own food and live a sustainable lifestyle. And these are city girls. They didn't really know what they were getting in for. So that was kind of fun. I set the farm in northern Idaho because it's not that far from where I live in British Columbia, and because publishers were preferring to have U.S. settings rather than Canadian. So I just, you know, kind of redrew northern Idaho a bit so I could fit in the towns and the farms that I wanted and needed without having to say specific things about the existing towns. And so that's worked out pretty well for me.
Okay, so now we're on the third book, Sweetened with Honey, so tell us about that.
Sierra is one of the original three young ladies who bought this farm. And you would, if you had read books one and two, which are called Raspberries and Vinegar and Wild Mint Tea, you would have met not only Sierra through both other books, but the fellow that she's interested in the third book, who's a widower named Gabe. And so a lot of the journey, while it takes place on the Green Acres farm, that is the setting for the entire series, a lot of the story revolves around his still grieving after 3 years after losing his wife, who had been pregnant at the time of her death. And then Sierra and her interest in him and trying to help him at first platonically get over, and not to deny that he had a right to grieve, but, you know, to try to help him to, you know, get back into real life. And then she has a nasty medical surprise that adds a specific twist, you know, from halfway into the story and makes their relationship even more complicated than it had been at the beginning. Because, you know, there have to be twists. You can't just have two people who could sit down and clear up the misunderstandings in one 15-minute conversation and then call that a romance novel. It's not that easy.
Now, do all of your books in this series have food in the title? Is that kind of intended that way?
It is intended that way. And, the fourth book, which will be out in March, is called Dandelions for Dinner. And after that, we will have Plum Upside Down and then Chicory and Chai. So,
Wow.
Great titles.
Thank you.
Yeah, makes me hungry.
Good. Well, here, it's just about lunchtime, so.
Wow, that's great. Wendy, have you got another question for?
What do you enjoy most about being a published author? Because you've described what your background is and how you came into writing and publishing, and I'm assuming that you're enjoying it, but what is it that you like most about being a published author and about writing sweet romance novels?
What do I like best? I like the act of creation. I love the idea that somehow the things in my head can turn into real people and real situations that can bless people and make a difference in their lives. That just astounds me every single day, that something comes from nothing, the way God is a creator and he's given that to us as well, that ability. We can make something out of nothing. We can make some money while doing it, but becomes a tangible thing to share with others and can really make a difference in their lives. And that's really awesome. And I've already forgotten the second half of that question, sorry.
What is it that you really like about writing sweet romance novels as opposed to some other kinds of genres?
Right. Because love is an important part of all of our lives, our relationship with our spouse, which most people do eventually get married one way or another, not everyone, but there's so much we can learn from that about God's love to us. And And the other way around as well. God's love to us can help us show and share love with those around us. And I just love that picture of God romancing us. And yes, that's a big part of it.
Very nice.
Yeah, so let me ask you on the flip side then, what's the most difficult part of writing and being a published author? Because, you know, getting those stories and characters to come to life, I'm sure it's not always easy. So what's the most difficult part for you of writing your book?
Sitting down every single day and putting my hands on the keyboard, whether I feel like it or not, is the hardest part. And I don't do it every single day. That's my ideal, but I have not achieved that. But sometimes I just go, what makes me think I can do this? And then I go, oh, right, because God has called me to it and because he's given me a certain measure of success. I'm not a name you're going to find at the top of the chart, or not very many or very often anyway. But that doesn't mean that I'm not following what God wants for me and being obedient, and that just every single day thing is, I think, the hardest thing. It takes a lot of time. You guys know, I'm sure you're in the writing business too. It takes a long time to write a 80,000 to 100,000 word novel, and you just have to jump in and believe that you're going to get to the other end.
Yeah, you know, I think that most people who don't write or who have not been published are surprised when they hear people like you saying that you still have your moments of doubt when you say, gosh, what makes me think I can do this? And I think all authors face that, even when they've got many books, published books to their credit. You know, every book is a new book and you're kind of starting from zero and you've got to just sit down and make yourself do it. So that's not surprising to hear you say that, because as you're saying all those things, I'm kind of nodding my head thinking, yeah, I know the exact feeling of all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, me too. I'm nodding my head going, oh, yes, this is the life of a writer. And I think a lot of people don't realize how much self-discipline is required to actually set out on a course like this, like writing a novel that's going to take months in some cases, sometimes years.
And in some cases, years. My first novel took me the better part of a year to write a very horrible first draft. And I've honestly never gone back and reread the thing at all. And as far as I now know, I never will. I learned two really important things while doing it. It was vital to do it. I mean, you have to write a first one before you can write another one, right?
Right.
You can't skip that learning curve. But I did learn that I had enough fictitiousness to write 100,000 words, and I learned that I needed to learn how to do it. But those two things I had to learn, and the only way to do it was just simply to keep plugging away at that hopeless story until I found a place where I could type the end and close the file.
Yeah, I think that makes another good point, too, that many people that want to be published are not willing to write something terrible, knowing that, okay, this probably isn't going to be published, but just doing it and sticking with it and following through with it is going to teach me a lot and, you know, help me get to that next book that maybe will be published. So that's another good point that you bring up there, too. Now, Valerie, you've got a great website for writers. Tell us a little bit about that.
We're talking about ValerieComer.com?
Yes.
Okay, because I do have a website that's a bit inactive at the moment that's called towriteastory.com that does have writing, specifically writing information on it, but I've kind of half abandoned that one. So ValerieComer.com, ValerieComer, is my online home. One of the things that I have found there is because I do have a specific passion for real food, for local food, for gardening and canning and food preservation and all those things, from a Christian worldview, I find that that sets my writing and my website a bit apart from most contemporary romance authors. So I try to maximize that as far as having some links and explanations as to why I think those things are important and how they fit into my life. So there's definitely that, as well as, of course, links to my books that are currently out. So
great, yeah. Okay, so for people to get to Valerie's website, if you're listening today, it's just valeriecomer.com, valeriecomer.com. And she's kind of explaining to you all these different things on the site. That's why you'll see at the top menu bar where it says kitchen, and then you can look at the pull-down menu. Does God care what we eat? Local food, where food meets faith. Just all kinds of interesting stuff on this website in addition to information about her book. So that's good. I like to see what other authors have set up for their website. It looks like you got a subscriber thing for an e-newsletter. What do they get if they subscribe to your newsletter, Valerie?
Just in November, I changed that up, and I'm really thankful that I did. The Farm Fresh Romance series is now 3 books published, and the fourth one, Dandelions for Dinner, coming out soon. And what I did was write a short story that lands actually at 2.5. So it's just between Wild Mint Tea and Sweetened with Honey. It's 8,000 words, so it is short. And whoever signs up for my newsletter will get a copy of that. So it's not vital to read it to enjoy the series. It takes some secondary, almost tertiary characters from Wild Mint Tea and gives them their own little romance that's on Green Acres Farm. But for those who are invested in the series, it makes a really nice little thank you. So that's what I've got.
Great, great. Okay, so just go to valeriecomer.com and sign up for that newsletter, and you'll get that free short story there. So that's great. What about upcoming events for your third book? Or have you got anything, any signings or any local things set up for that, or anything you want to tell listeners about?
We did quite a few things in the fall before Christmas. Sweetened with Honey came out November 3rd, and I also have a Christmas duo book out with Angela Breidenbach that we released earlier in the fall. She and I did several events in November for that, in which I also was able to sell the 3 books in the Farm Fresh Romance series. And I did some other local events in December, but right now I'm basically staying home and working on a Valentine's novella that I hope to have out on time, and been as well the edits for Dandelions. So I'm, like many authors, I'm an introvert. And while I can certainly do events, I'm not super shy. I don't mind talking to people, but it exhausts me. And I live in a small community, and there's really only so many people, you know, who are going to come out to events. So if I do one a year or so, then that pretty much catches them, and they can pick up my books at the local indie bookstore or borrow them from the library. So
yeah, I'm thinking you and Wendy are bound to run into each other sometime when the snow melts and you guys can get out and go to stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's close. Okay. Wendy, you got a question?
Just one question. I know we're getting kind of close to the end here. What would you say is your best tip for people who want to start writing sweet romance?
Read what's out there and ask God to show you what your unique take on romance is. For me, when some of my earlier books were fantasy and speculative fiction, and when I began to contemplate coming over to a Christian contemporary romance, I was like, but I am not a city girl. I am not the fashionista. I don't know what the brands are, and I don't care. I don't wear heels unless I have to. And I just thought, what do I have to bring to the table that's unique? And when I began thinking about that and praying over it, I realized that there is a renewed interest in where food comes from, that a lot of people are shopping at their farmers markets, taking part in CSAs, box programs that drop off food to your door or, you know, at a community center. There's more talk about just knowing where your food comes from. And I thought, well, that there's my angle, because that's my life. Most of my food comes from my 40 acres. We have a big garden. We have several kinds of fruit. We have animals. We have bees. And what we don't grow on our farm, most of what we consume could be purchased locally. That's not to say I don't go to my local grocery store, because I certainly do. But push come to shove, we would not starve to death in our house. We might not always like the variety that we've got. But I know where food comes from, because I see it growing in my garden outside my office window, which is a negative in the summer because the weeds grow faster, and sometimes I just have to pull the blinds so that I can't see what's going on out there because I have word count to commit.
Right. I think you've done a really good job of finding a niche and branding in it. Don't you, Suzanne?
Thank you. Yeah, I think that's great. I think the farm angle is just kind of a unique thing, and the food and all that, that's really great. Yeah, I think the hard part would be, do I weed today or do I write? So, you know, you just got to make those decisions. But that's really cool.
And then I read in the evenings.
Yeah, that's good. Well, listen, Valerie, I thank you so much for being with us today. Those of you listening, again, the series we've been talking about today is Valerie Comer's Farm Fresh Romance Series. You can find out more about this series at Valerie's website, valeriecomer.com. You can also go to amazon.com and just type in Farm Fresh Romance, and I think the books will come up there as well. So best of luck with this book and all the ones you're working on, and gosh, all your stuff on the farm, Valerie. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Suzanne and Wendy.
Thank you for joining
us. Yeah.
It's been a pleasure.
Okay, well, we're going to spend just a few minutes here telling everyone a little bit more about what we've kind of got going, too, because we've got a contest. Wendy, you want to tell people about that?
Yes, we're just so excited about our contest. You can find the details at creativecaravanclub.com. But what we're doing is we've opened it up to authors, especially authors who are looking to launch into sweet romance or just get their career kind of boosted up to another level. And it's really, really simple to enter the contest. All you have to do is write your short story and submit it with a short synopsis of what it's about and what we can expect to have happen in the story. All the details for the submission guidelines are on the site. It costs only $35 to enter, but the great part that we're so excited about is the prize. I don't think anybody anywhere else is giving this kind of prize to the winners of the contest. So, Suzanne, why don't you tell a little bit about the prize that we're giving to the winners?
Yeah, I think one of the most exciting parts is they're gonna have their story published in our next anthology, which is called Sweet Summer Love. And if you look at creativecaravanclub.com, you just kind of scroll down, you can see that we've already got the cover for that book. And I keep hearing the countdown here. You guys aren't hearing this. But there's a lot of things you're going to get. You're going to get your story professionally edited. It's going to be proofread. Wendy's designing this cover for us, so you've got this great cover for the book, and we're going to publish the book for you. We're going to help you do your author bio, get your website, social media, that kind of thing set up. So it's really sort of a package that helps anyone who's just sort of on the verge of launching their career as a romance writer actually get over the verge and actually launch your writing career as a sweet romance writer. Now, we're almost out of time today, so I want you to do one thing if you're listening today and you're interested in that, and that is go to creativecaravanclub.com and join the club. And to join the club, all you do is you fill in your name and your email address right there in that little box. You'll see it right at the top of the page. And when you do that, you're going to get an email from us every Thursday that's going to have tips, writing tips, artistic tips, even food tips, all kinds of creative things that will help you lead a more fun, creative life. But for the romance writers specifically, you'll also get a free 5-module e-course called How to Write a Sweet Romance in 5 Easy Steps. And there's a surprise gift that you'll get, too, that I'm not even going to tell you what that is because it's a surprise, but it's pretty cool. So just go to creativecaravanclub.com, sign up for that, and then read all the information there about our contest. Also, when you get our Creative Capers, that's our newsletter type thing every Thursday that you'll get, you'll see a tip in there, and then if you click on blog at the top of our page, that same tip will be sort of expanded there to give you more information about how to follow that tip. So a lot of cool stuff when you join the Creative Caravan Club at creativecaravan.club.com, and also enter our contest, because it's going to be so fun to have all these different authors in our next anthology, Sweet Summer Love. So, gosh, Wendy, we are just out of time. I think anything else you need to say before we wrap it up?
No, I think that covers it for now.
Okay, well, we're hoping everyone will tune in with us next Friday at the same time. Look for Creative Capers. We'll give you the information about the next guest that we're going to have on the show and enter our contest. So stay warm, everybody, and have a great week or a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye.